This is TWiT.
We're talking about the new MacBook. 2 pounds, 16 millimeters thick, which is not much thicker than an iPad, really. Nope. And but one connector, the USB-C connector. Jason, is that too few? I mean, you're actually use you as an example. I've got Serenity, I see you two.
Both 11 of you inch are using
chairs. 11 inchers.
You know, I would say, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that anybody who's in an IRC chat room watching a live stream of This Week in Tech shows
probably has a lot of wires.
Maybe
coming.
Not the people who this product is for. I mean, this is the iPad of laptops. Yep. It's meant to be super simple. It's meant to be the laptop that's at the edge of Apple's product line of laptops. The MacBook as a product means there's room for the MacBook Pro, right? I mean, that's the name.
And they didn't get rid of either the Air or the Pro.
That's right.
Will they, Serenity? Is this kind of the beginning of the end for the Air?
This might be the burgeoning of a new MacBook empire, but I don't necessarily think that it's going to come in the next 6 months. Right. I mean, Apple spent a surprising amount of time on wireless specs during their presentation on how, wireless is the future. You don't want to be tethered to wires. You want all-day battery life. You want wireless Beats headphones. Right. You want to live a wireless life if you're using a laptop.
But they're right, I think.
No, I think they're absolutely right. I don't know if we're quite there yet. I mean, we were talking before the show. You were taking photos and then you were tapping, using NFC to tap them to your phone.
Wireless.
Wireless, which is great, but it's a little bit harder to do that with a DSLR to a Mac right now. You know, there isn't NFC support, and AirDrop doesn't exactly work with a Sony or a Canon camera. So there are still things that, you might need some wires for currently. And also, there was at the event, Apple's like, all-day battery life. And I'm like, wait, is this true? Are we going to get, 12, 14 hours?
The day just got shorter.
It's the same 9, 10-hour battery life of the iPad. The iPad and also the 11-inch Air. What the 11-inch Air starts at.
You get it at 9 hours?
Now,
the 13-inch MacBook gets more.
Yes.
13 hours.
12?
Yeah. But Apple usually is a little more conservative. It's funny. Somebody was comparing it to the Dell XPS 13 and said, but the Dell XPS 13 gets 15 hours. In your dreams, that's Dell's spec. It gets much more like 5 or 6 hours.
And Antec is really good about busting those sorts of myths because they have really good battery tests. But I forget the manufacturer. It was one of the Korean manufacturers. They included you being asleep for 12 hours in their battery.
That's what typical with phones. Yeah. You see that a lot in the phone specs where, you never turn it on.
It's of course.
24 hours battery life if you're sleeping for 12.
Stand by.
Apple's usually pretty right on, I think.
Yeah, they get scrutinized heavily for it. So if you're in the crosshairs, you have to be really honest.
So a few years ago, they changed their testing methods to be much more based in reality. And the people who do a lot of their performance testing are people who used to do performance testing in public for computer magazines and things. And they're real numbers. I mean, they're never going to give you a number that it really makes them look in a bad light, but I think the numbers they give you are based on tests that are fairly real.
And even yesterday with the event, they put up a page explaining exactly what they meant when they said
battery
almost
life,
like a parallel, like, wait before you get angry at us, this is exactly what you're doing on that.
Andy, you, I think it was you who said it would be nice to have a 4G solution in the MacBook. It does feel like that would really put it over the top.
Yeah, it feels like that would be a natural thing, given that it seems as though the design aesthetic was, let's make an iPad only, let's find a way to split it into a MacBook, an iPad Air, and fold it open. And so you really kind of feel like you want to have mobile broadband in there. When you look at the internals on it, you wonder where would they a SIM card is this big, after all, where would they find room for it inside there?
They could squeeze it in.
They have an issue with the licensing, too, because especially if you want to use it in the U.S., you need CDMA still. For Verizon, and that means you've got to double the licensing fees you pay to Qualcomm. And Qualcomm's licensing fees, it's a rumor, no one's ever confirmed it, but you pay on retail, not on wholesale price. And so it could be up to $100 or more per computer.
This is why iOS 8 and Yosemite added this super fancy, friendly tethering feature. I think Apple's official policy now is, use your phone. It's really easy. Once you set it up, it just works.
They said that during the event.
You don't have to worry about it.
This is the adapter Apple's going to sell you. And I think if you take a MacBook home, you probably want to take home this $79 USB-C digital AV multi-port adapter, which gives you HDMI, full HDMI out, full USB, and power. So basically now with this little dongle, you plug this into the Type-C and you can power up, you can have USB, and you can have...
Holy crap, is that elegant.
I mean, it's an adapter. I mean, I'm a little surprised that they didn't come out with a really nice Apple design hub that was sort of like, look,
like a dock.
If you want to dock this, here's a dock.
And it's PowerBook Duo style.
And yeah, I know. That would be nice. I'm sure some third party will, but it would be nice to have something that plugs in there and will throw out, you know, video and a few USB ports. And
I'll tell you
and
why,
like,
Apple did not do
that. They
didn't
do it.
They want to really emphasize the idea that some people will compute this way. I notice I rarely plug in. Well, this is an exception here, but this is an unusual situation. Mm-hmm. But with my laptop, I rarely plug anything but power into it.
I think only when I'm docked somewhere, and right. I think, is that a really common use case where you're docked somewhere and you're sitting on a table and you've got a bunch of drives plugged in, and I think they would say, well, we got a MacBook Pro
for the
you.
Show. I try to plug a mic in and a camera.
Yeah, but that's for the show. Yeah, and so those of us who do that will buy a Mac Pro or a MacBook Air even. Mm-hmm. I think there's a big market for people who are never going to plug it in. Alex?
Yeah, I have to say, the thing that concerns me was a real naysayer when Andy said that you'll really miss the Ethernet cable. And I miss the Ethernet cable about once a week. And so, you know, I'm just always like, I can't believe they got rid of the Ethernet cable. And so, you know, it is something that, you know, what's going to happen is that we're going to forget the dongle. The dongle's going to be in the other bag. Yeah. You know, you're not going to be able to connect to anything. So I think that's a big concern from my perspective.
I have to say, they also spec'd it out. I mean, it starts at 8 gigs of RAM. It starts with a 256 gig SSD. Is that they said new 2x faster SSDs in all of the MacBooks? What is that eMMC or MMC or some other sort of?
I don't know the
SLC.
Details.
No, I don't know either.
Yeah, twice as fast.
And that they also announced those options for the higher end MacBooks as well.
Mm-hmm. I think that one of the things nobody's really said much of, but is huge, is that Apple didn't develop a proprietary single port solution. Mm-hmm. This is a standard.
Yeah.
And USB Type-C, I think this is going to jumpstart that.